to settle down, kind of regroup, man. You know, they came out and hit us first, and it was unfortunate because we was back here, we was here back home. But, you know, like I said, we gathered ourselves, man, in the second half. We played great basketball.
So what does it say about the character of this team for not giving up? You guys could have easily packed it in considering the way it was.
Well, we wasn't going to pack it in. You know, we've come a long way, man. You know, like I said, everybody fought 48 minutes. That's what it's about. You know, this game was played in two halves, not one. They had a great first half, and then the second half, it was ours. And, you know, we came up big.
Can you talk about Al's performance tonight? Did you see a difference of him out there tonight?
Oh, man, he carried us the whole night. You know, Al was big. We needed every basket that he made tonight and all them hustle points. Rebounds he was getting, man. He was a catalyst tonight who got us over the top.
I think he took it up an extra level.
Say what?
At what point do you see Horford kicking it into that extra level?
Probably when he shot that three in the corner. When he shot that three in the corner, I knew he was rolling, so I just wanted to make sure I get him the ball in the sweet spot.
Joe, can you tell us about that last play where you stole it from Rose and then got the dunk?
Man, well, Coach put me on D Rose at the end of the game. And when I noticed he was taking the ball out, I just wanted to deny him when he threw it in, because I knew he was going to try to throw it in and get a handoff. And I just tried to deny him the best I could and made Boozer throw a tough pass, and they chucked it over, and we went down and capitalized on it.
Do you feel like you're fresher at the end of games having Kirk chase a guy around like that for 40 minutes and then have you do it at the end?
Yeah, definitely. That's why I was telling Kirk and Jeff, you know, before the game, I was like, man, y'all chase D Rose around, you know, early and come late, you know, I get him in the fourth and give him everything I got. So they did a great job, man. Like I said, when I got my chance to guard him, I just wanted to just make it tough on him.
Defensively, since the All-Star break, seems like you guys have really gone up a level.
Yeah, well, I mean, we noticed that, you know, we really had to take, everybody had to take the game to another notch, you know, coming down the stretch, trying to, you know, get a nice cushion, nice spot in the playoffs. You know, to advance farther than what we did the previous 2 years. So, yeah, everybody's been taking a conscious effort of that and just coming out, you know, taking the challenge.
Joe, there have been times even this season where you guys would go down by 10 in the first quarter and then it just end up being 20, then 30. You know, not trying to pass the ball members. But what was different tonight and what's different about this team?
Well, it was resilience tonight. Knowing that we didn't want to come home, man, after a long road trip and disappoint our fans tonight. It was a packed house. Maybe there's a lot of Bulls fans here, but for the most part, you know, when we kick in gear, everybody starts cheering for us. So it was great. And I'm just glad, man, that we pulled this win out.
Do you ever feel like it's kind of like just the scene in, like with the crowd, like the scene in the Rocky IV movie where, like, everybody's cheering for the Russian, then when Rocky starts to win,
man, that's definitely how it is. You know, it's a tendency to, you know, when teams come in here, especially the big name teams, they have a lot of fans in our building. And, you know, when it comes down the stretch, man, and we're making plays and we're running away with it, then, you know, everybody's on our side. So, I mean, it's great for us.
Joe, after the steal, Al gets the ball and throws it down to you. I think a lot of people may have expected a layup, but you definitely flushed it. Did you make a conscious effort to make sure you flush it with D Rose coming?
Yeah, definitely. I know D Rose is very fast and athletic, and you know, I know he was trying to, you know, catch me as fast as he could. And I just wanted to get to the rim, man, and just put it down with a little authority.
How much satisfaction is it? You dunk the ball, you're coming back down. It's a 3-point game. Satisfaction is it to not just stay with it, but to finish the game also?
It was great. You know, considering the fact that we were down, I think maybe more than 15 points twice, and excuse me, and was able to come back and pull it out. It shows a lot of heart and determination from everybody around this room. And that's what coach expects, man, for everybody to come out night in and night out for 48 minutes, get everything they got.
But Al, he always plays consistently. Boozer's foul was pretty hard. Seemed to take the intensity level up a notch.
Yeah, definitely. He carries us most. Give Al Horford a lot of credit tonight. He was a catalyst. He really got us over the hump. He carried us all the way to the end.
Thanks, Joe.